Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Ausperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Underway, and I'll tell you what, the enthusiasm is there. It's there, but you got to do your part, no doubt about it. New Jersey, Pennsylvania, everywhere. We're feeling it. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Tonight, I'll be at Rowan. Jack Ciccarelli will be speaking. A big rally for him outside one of the early voting places. But I do not want to forget, obviously, we have very important elections in Pennsylvania, judicial elections. So I'd like to welcome to the show right now Maria Battista. She is a Republican candidate for Pennsylvania's Superior Court with more than 15 years of legal experience in civil, criminal, and administrative law. Maria, thanks for joining us here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's great to be with you today. I'm sitting in my car in Cambria County and have a few drop-offs here before I get on to Bedford County. We're hitting all 67 counties, and the last two counties I have to hit are Cambria and Bedford.
That's not bad. So you've done 65 out of 67. Well done.
Yes, since May 20th.
Good. Good for you. All right. So tell us about your judicial view and why you want the job.
You know, our courts are very important across this nation, but in Pennsylvania in particular, we have three appellate courts. We have our Pennsylvania Supreme Court, which sits at the top of the triangle. And right below that are our two intermediate appellate courts, the Superior Court and the Commonwealth Court. I am running for judge of the Pennsylvania Superior Court. This court has 15 judges. It's very important. You know, this is something I've been looking to do for over 15 years. In 2010, I put on a program that was aired statewide by Pennsylvania Cable Network about the Cash for Kids scandal that happened in Luzerne County, where over 5,000 children's lives were impacted in the criminal justice system. And after that program, you know, I had different justices and judges on my panel. Madam Justice Sandra Schultz Newman said, Maria, I know that you care about the courts, the transparency of the courts, and trying to get a voice for the voiceless, all those children's lives that were impacted by two judges in the Court of Common Pleas. She says, why aren't you running for judge? And that was never my intention, but she planted a seed 15 years ago, and it took me until 2013 when I made that decision to finally run. I had to resign from the Navy. I was not active duty, but I was in their contracting department where I was doing the procurement of weapon systems or the repair of those weapon systems for submarines carriers.
Thank you for your service, Maria.
Well, again, it was a civilian. As a civilian, I wasn't active duty like my father and my brother, but, you know, it was serving our military, and I was very honored and privileged to do that. But, you know, I believe this is a higher calling for me. And, you know, I just want to make sure that one more seat on this 15-judge court is one where you have a judge that's going to be fair and impartial and keep politics out of the courtroom, and make sure that everyone has an opportunity to be heard. And that is why I'm running.
Yeah, well, good for you. Excellent. And there's a lot of challenges, obviously, right now going on, particularly around election law and integrity. That's obviously something on people's minds. And the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, as we know, they have messed around with that. They've inserted themselves in ways that I think a lot of us have found to be very infuriating.
Yes, so there's a lot of discussion right now about the retention races, but because I am a judicial candidate, I really can't comment on that.
Understood.
And election law cases would go to the Commonwealth Court, which is our sister court, the government court. The Superior Court is a little bit different court. What I would call is the people's court. Every county in Pennsylvania has a court of common pleas. You know, there's different numbers of judges depending on the population. All criminal appeals, if someone believes there was an error, they have a right to appeal it to the Superior Court, and most civil cases. So what I ask people when I go around and I speak to different groups and organizations, do you care about your families? Do you care about your children? Do you care about your property rights? If a loved one passes away, what happens to the assets in the estate if there's a dispute? Business matters, contracts, if you're injured. All of those types of categories of cases, if appealed, go to the Superior Court. It's one of the busiest courts in the nation and certainly one of the busiest courts in Pennsylvania. That's why there's 15 judges. Our Supreme Court only has 7, and our Commonwealth Court has 9. Right now, the makeup of that court are 8 Democrats, 6 Republicans, 1 vacancy. It shouldn't matter what our party affiliation is. It should transcend that, because you're supposed to be fair and impartial to everyone. But as you had mentioned, sometimes you scratch your head and saying, how did this opinion happen? Well, in the Superior Court, most cases are heard by a panel of 3 judges. So right now, of the 14 of 15, you don't know what 3 judges you're going to get, because it is random. And, you know, no one wants to play and gamble with people's lives. And yet you don't know what you're going to get. So it's really important that people get out and vote, so that they ensure that one more judge that they believe is going to do right for all Pennsylvanians gets elected. And you can only impact the court with your vote when those positions are up. These are 10-year terms. They don't always come available. We only happen to have a seat available this year because 2 years ago, Dan McCaffrey, who was a sitting judge on the Superior Court, won the Supreme Court nod, and he's now sitting on the Supreme Court, which left a vacancy. And that is why there is a vacancy this year on the Superior Court.
And Maria Batista, you have the endorsement of Scott Pressler, which is huge, and he put out a video for you encouraging people to go out there and vote for you, which I think is fantastic. So if you're good enough for Scott Pressler, I know you're going to be good enough for all of us. So
well,
Scott's
you know,
a great friend
Scott
of the show.
Has been wonderful. He is working hard across this Commonwealth and in New Jersey, by the way. He's working hard to get new voter registrations. I've met a lot of his folks, boots on the ground all over this Commonwealth. And I can tell you what, when he's at these different events, he's not taking a break. He's standing. He's meeting the voters. He's setting an example for those that work for him. And, you know, I certainly am blessed to have his support as well. He's been great. He's been great for our campaign. He's been great for a lot of candidates. And, you know, we feel honored that he's supporting our team and my candidacy, as are so many people in the grassroots. You know, it's been a wonderful year. And, you know, I don't know if you realize that I ran for this seat in 2023. I was the closest to win on the Republican ticket of 4 candidates. There were 2 of us running in the Superior Court with, 2 seats. So the 2 Democrats, 2 Republicans. I was the closest to winning on the Republican side. I won in 52 of 67 counties, first place of the 4 candidates. It was the mail-in ballots that kept coming in, and so I fell short. I lost by 1.39%. We believe we're going to close that gap this year. And again, it's not a Republican or Democrat race. It's just how we are aligned on the actual ballot itself. But when you are a judge, you're a judge for all people. And that is what the voters have to know. You know, there's a lot of people that are not Republican or independent. Or I'm sorry, Republican or Democrat, but they're independent. They're unaffiliated because they don't believe they align either way. But they are coming out to vote. They're trying to make decisions of who they should vote for. So my background is very unique for this court. I am the only former prosecutor. I work closely with law enforcement. And about 60% of the cases that go to the Superior Court are criminal in nature. The second largest of body of law that goes to the Superior Court are those involving families and children. People are most familiar with child custody, adoption, divorces, property settlements. I did family law earlier in my career. I've dealt with those types of cases. I also have 5 degrees. 3 are in education. I have an elementary ed degree. I taught in the K-12 setting. I have a master's and a doctorate in education in addition to my law degree, and another degree in speech communication. Wow. If you have a case and it's your family, for example, and you don't know what 3 judges you're going to get on your panel, and let's say it's a child custody case, and it's up on appeal to see if a judge abused his or her discretion from the court below because you believe that the judge gave the primary custody one party over another, would you prefer to have one of those judges on that panel that has a background with children? And I also have a background understanding special needs and those with autism. You know, if you hear anything on the news about U.S. Secretary Kennedy, 1 in 12.5 boys have been diagnosed on the autism spectrum. 1 over 30 children are on that autism spectrum. These children are in our court systems. I can also be a trainer, a faculty trainer for other judges in the lower courts, the Court of Common Pleas, where they actually see the children, and also have a better understanding on how to evaluate that evidence when it comes up on appeal. I am the only candidate, and quite frankly, probably the only judge, if I am elected on any of the high courts, that have that background. And that is the second largest body of law right behind criminal cases. And then you have your business, you have your real estate, you have estate issues. I've done all of those things and contracts. You know, not only in the private sector, but also for the military. I had to get 2 years of additional training to become a contracting officer certified for the Navy. Although different types of contracts, you know, some contracts can be very complex. Those cases, if appealed, so long as they're not related to government, because that's the Commonwealth Court, that's the government court.
The Superior Court
is the people's court. Those cases would be coming to the Superior Court. So I've really touched on a lot of the key types of areas of the cases that go to the Superior Court. And I also served under 2 governors as a lawyer, under Governor Corbett and Governor Wolf. I was in the Department of Health.
Well, let me just jump in real quick here, sure. Maria Batista, running for Superior Court. You mentioned law enforcement. I didn't want to gloss over that because it's very important. You mentioned that you have experience as a prosecutor. I think a lot of people want to hear that. So give us just a little sense of your thoughts on that as a prosecutor and how you balance people's rights as the innocent who are, you know, accused of a crime versus making sure that we're tough on criminals.
Absolutely. So I can give you 2 different types of examples. So, you know, when you're a prosecutor, you're representing the Commonwealth against an alleged, you know, crime that's been committed by someone that's not convicted yet. So certainly you're representing one party over the other. So I think your question is, how do you become fair and not being biased towards law enforcement?
Or be biased against law enforcement, like some of the prosecutors we've seen right here in Philadelphia, for example.
And I was also a hearing examiner, so where I issued hundreds of decisions. And when I was evaluating, people thought I would be more leaning towards the Commonwealth because I'm a former prosecutor. It was, you know, but that's not the case. You got to look at every case individually. You got to look at the facts. You got to look at the law and if there's a constitutional issue and address it. And you've got to be fair to both sides. You are not in a role of an advocate. You're in a role trying to hear the evidence or evaluate the evidence, if you will, because it's brought up on the record. And I've done that in my career as a hearing examiner. So I have had the ability for over 3 years where I issued hundreds of decisions, and I didn't always find in favor of the Commonwealth. I didn't always find in favor of the respondent. We didn't call them defendants in the administrative law sector, but I dealt with the Department of Corrections. I've dealt with the Board of Probation and Parole in some cases, and many other state agencies. It is a balancing act, and you want someone, as you said, that is going to uphold our laws and our Constitution. And I can't comment specifically about Philadelphia. And you have a very heated race right now for district attorney. Mm-hmm. But what I will say is you got to have good people in those positions, but that's not what I'm running for.
No, I get it. I get it. I just, yeah. I wanted people to kind of get your philosophy. Well, Maria, listen, best of luck. If Scott Presser's with you, then that's the best endorsement we could possibly get. No doubt about it. So BatistaForJudge.com. Good luck, Maria Batista, Republican for Superior Court. So everybody in Pennsylvania has the opportunity to vote for you, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Good.
I'll be top of the ticket.
Top of the ticket. Well, you can't beat that for ballot placement. So good for you, Maria.
Well, I'm not number one, but our Superior Court's race is the first box they're going to see. I'm number two on the ballot.
Well, best of luck. Thanks for joining us. And, you know, let's go get them. Make sure you bank those votes. Make Scott Presser happy and support Maria Batista for Superior Court. Thanks, Maria.
Thank you so much and enjoy your day. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right, as we go on with the show here today, we're going to get into Jersey. We have another candidate for judge coming up a little bit later in the show today. On the international front, the president very close to making a deal with China on soybeans. We'll give you what Scott Bessent talked about with that, Secretary Scott Bessent, and why we don't have to worry about the 100% tariff, which is making, obviously, investors very, very happy today. And also, California, this is Rich, trying to get movies back. What do you mean? Don't they make movies in California? No, they don't. But they're trying. And Gavin Newsom with his sob story about having to eat mac and cheese and Wonder Bread as this shapeshifter keeps trying to reinvent himself. Let me tell you about Dr. Mike Veneria and why he's my family's dentist. For over 12 years, 12 consecutive years, Dr. Mike has been the guy that the other dentists send their patients to. So he's the expert that the experts call the expert. When that means when they've got something very complicated, they say, go to Dr. Mike Veneria. That's a big deal. And it matters to you if you're looking for something complicated. Like, let's say you need to have dental implants or another very complicated procedure. Are you going to go to just the closest dentist? Of course not. You're going to go to the best. That is Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. And he has two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. So if you need to have even a beautiful new smile, and my wife Bridget got a beautiful new smile from Dr. Mike. She always had a beautiful smile, but her veneers needed to be replaced, and he gave her beautiful implants, and her smile has never looked better. You don't want to go to just any old dentist, and you certainly don't want to go to those chain dental offices. You want to go to the best of the best, Dr. Mike Veneria. His compassion and his commitment to your health is his top priority. That's why he also takes care of my kids as well. And me, I'm a patient too. Dr. Mike Veneria has, he's also a great conversationalist too, and he has great people working in his offices, great music playing. It is a wonderful experience for you and your family. So make an appointment today by calling 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or VeneriaDental.com. That's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com, Dr. Mike Veneria.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Busy day today in on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT as we're talking about all the elections. We are a week away from Election Day. And it's a big deal. Obviously, both states, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, elections matter. I've spent a lot of time on the governor's race in New Jersey, but I don't want for a second to not focus on the judicial races that are going on in Pennsylvania. Very important. You got to get out there and vote. And so we have another great candidate joining us today, and that's Matt Wolford. Matt is Republican candidate for Commonwealth Court in Pennsylvania. Another Republican, different court than our previous guest. This is the Commonwealth Court. And Matt joins us right now here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Matt, how are you today? Okay, let's get Matt on the phone, okay? Can we do that? Okay, let's call him and get him on the phone. And in the meantime, let me tell you that our big story of the hour is brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com, where you can get your beautiful new smile and your smile upgrade with Dr. Mike Veneria, Veneria Dental. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Don't wait. Don't put it off. Friday, we'll be live in Cape May, Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, for our next live show at the Grand Hotel. And tonight at 7 o'clock, there'll be a rally for Jack Ciattarelli in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, outside of Rowan College, where Jack, that's one of the early voting sites, and Jack's bus, his campaign bus, is going to swing by. So see us out there tonight at 7 o'clock in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. I was talking about the race today on Fox News with Jimmy Failla and Dana Perino and Bill Hemmer. And, you know, there's a lot of enthusiasm, no doubt about that. The numbers that are coming in right now are showing that Democrats are beating Republicans at early voting. And I get that. Democrats like early voting and Republicans wait till the last minute. But we got to change that mindset and change that mentality. Is what we're doing here is we're telling a story. And what we don't want the media to do is we don't want the media to turn around and tell a story that Jack is not going to win. And that's the way Mikey Sherrill is trying to spin this. So they actually played a clip today of Mikey Sherrill coming out and saying, oh, Jack's been saying that this early vote, you know, enthusiasm was going to materialize, and it hasn't. We're playing on her territory right now. Democrats maximize the early voting. That's what they do. And so Republicans need to beat them at their own game. And I'm just telling you right now, no matter what story you hear, no matter what story comes out about votes and everything else, do not be dissuaded. They tried this game in 2021. They tried using the polls against Jack. They tried using early voter turnout against Jack. They tried using mail-in ballots against Jack. And as a result, 400,000 Republicans did not vote. And he almost, yeah, I mean, he would have won. If even 100,000 Republicans had come out, he would have won. He only lost by 80,000 votes. So whatever story you hear, whatever nonsense you hear, do not believe it. Because it is done to try to depress turnout. That's what it's all about. It's done to try to depress turnout for a reason. But I can tell you, I mean, our buddy Steve Pacroduni, who I got to see Saturday morning in Gloucester County, the numbers out of Gloucester County look great. So in looking at that, and he sent that to me earlier today, the Democrats in Gloucester County outnumber Republicans by a lot. Okay, we know that. We know that they do. And yet, when you look at the turnout numbers in Gloucester County, it looks really good. Republicans are outregistered 2-1 by Democrats. But as of this afternoon in Gloucester County, and again, I'm telling you this to make you be optimistic, Democrat and Republican check-in by party in terms of early voting, check-in by party right now is a dead even tie, which is great for Republicans. Now, I'd like that number to be better. I'd like that number to be that they're beating Republicans. the Democrats right now. But I'll take that number because it shows me that the Republican enthusiasm for early voting is there. But I want to make it clear, there's a nor'easter coming this later in the week. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Now, let's say the storm gets pushed off a little bit. Like, we are in hurricane season. A storm could pop up. Do you really want to risk it and wait until Election Day? Or do you want to bank that vote now and help contribute to the story that there's Republican enthusiasm all over the place? And then maybe you can depress Democrat turnout. All right, Matt's there. All right, let's go to Matt Wolford. Matt is a Republican candidate for Commonwealth Court in Pennsylvania, born and raised in Erie, PA, and he's a Republican candidate, as I mentioned. Matt, welcome to the show. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Doing great. Tell us about the race and what you're running for, and for those who are not familiar, because there's a lot of different courts here, what the Commonwealth Court does.
Yep. You there?
I got you, Matt.
Okay, good. Well, first of all, I'm the one person in your audience that's a Bills fan.
Very good. Well done.
just wanted you to know that. I've been listening to your show a lot lately. I've been down in southeastern Pennsylvania a lot, and you have a great show.
Thank you, Matt.
Following the New Jersey governor's race. I lived in Philly for a while, a long time ago. I'm an Eagles fan, but I actually took that six and a half hour drive today to get here. I live about 90 minutes from Buffalo, so I'm now a Bills fan.
All right, understood. Now, okay. That said, though, did you hear them say, "Let's go Bills" at that rally for Mandami?
Yeah, it didn't sound like that to me.
Not so much, right?
Not even close. Maybe they speak a different language in New York City, but it didn't sound like, go Bills to me. But
So you're a Penn State grad and also a Temple guy too, huh? Matt?
Yeah, you're cutting in and out at my end. I'll just talk a little bit and then I'll
all right, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry about that. We're having a little technical difficulties today. So I'm running for judge of the Commonwealth Court. The Commonwealth Court is a highly specialized government court.
You're going to take a quick break and we'll come back. We'll get Matt on the phone. Unfortunately, we are breaking up here. So we'll take a quick break here on Talk Radio 1210. We'll come back with Matt Wolford, why you should support him, Republican candidate for Commonwealth Court and fan of the show. So there you go. It's all you need to know. Coming right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
All righty. So sorry about that, Matt Wolford. Matt is a Republican candidate for Commonwealth Court in Pennsylvania, and we were chatting, but we had a little technical difficulty, but Matt's back with us now. So, Matt, we were saying, A, you're a fan of the show, so thank you for that. That's huge. Penn State guy, but also a Temple Law guy, too. So you lived in Philly.
Yes, I did. And you know, part of the problem with traveling all over the Commonwealth is that you run into technical difficulties. I actually checked into my hotel a half hour early, so I would not have technical difficulties.
That's all right.
So sorry about that.
It might be on our end. We've had some issues on our end lately, so it could be us. But hopefully your hotel room's okay regardless, whether the Wi-Fi is good or not.
We'll go with that. If you want to take the hit, we'll go with that.
We'll take the hit. So. It's on us.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, as I was explaining, I lived in Philly not only while I was at Temple. I actually lived in Philly for a few years after that. I learned how to litigate cases while living in Philadelphia. I was working for the Attorney General's Office, Torts Litigation Section. What they do is they defend PennDOT and the state police, and Department of Health and other state agencies. All those cases, when they go through the Court of Common Pleas system, end up going to the Commonwealth Court, which is an appellate level court. And what I was starting to explain is that a lot of people don't know what the Commonwealth Court is exactly. And it's sort of unusual to Pennsylvania. I'm not familiar with any other state that has one of these. So what was happening at the end of the 1960s is we had an explosion of state and local government power, like zoning stuff and, DER, which became the DEP, all this environmental protection stuff, which is a lot of what I do. And so the Superior Court was complaining that they were having too many cases coming to them that were of this nature, and they were sort of unusual cases, and that they dealt with government stuff, like sovereign immunity, like I used to do. And so they created this court in the late 1960s called the Commonwealth Court. And all it does is deal with state and local government. That's it. So if you think about the kinds of cases that come out of state and local government, they're actually quite important. They're like elections cases, zoning mm-hmm. cases, eminent domain, environmental protection, things like that. So it's highly specialized. And if you think about what government regulation is, anytime you have zoning or one of these other things, you have a government that's regulating what's going on. So if you think about what a regulation is the government telling you what you can do and what you can't do. It's the opposite of personal freedoms and private property rights. Yeah. And that there's really just no way around that. It's the antithesis of personal freedoms and private property rights. And so one of the main functions of this court is to make those judgment calls of how much government is enough government and how much goes into the realm of the unreasonable. And if you think about, you know, we all want good roads, we all want police, we want fire, you know, we want clean air and clean water. But when we just have so many regulations and it destroys the economy, and these judges are the gatekeepers of our personal freedoms and private property rights with respect to those issues. And so that's my main interest in working on this court.
I got to tell you, Matt Wolford, what you're saying is music to my ears, and I'm loving this. You have a conservative judicial philosophy emphasizing judicial restraint, safeguarding personal freedoms and private property rights as a common sense constitutionalist. I love that. I think we need more of that in our judges. So bravo. You got my endorsement.
Well, thanks. I mean, people don't think about it in those terms. It's always just another government court, another court. I mean, I'll give you an example of something that happened last week. There are a lot of people that are interested in the Second Amendment. So mm-hmm. that's a big deal for a lot of people. Not so many people are interested in zoning. That sounds kind of boring. It's just government telling you where you can do stuff. So in Lower Merion, which is not far from Philly, they passed a zoning ordinance that said that if you are a firearms dealer, you can only sell your firearms in, you know, a very small area within Lower Merion. Well, what it was really doing was limiting the sales of firearms. It wasn't really sort of a valid zoning ordinance. And so the Commonwealth Court, to its credit, basically said, you know, if it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, and lays eggs, it's a duck. And they said, this is really a firearms limitation, not a valid zoning ordinance. And they struck most of it down. So that's an example of, you know, zoning doesn't really sound very sexy, but I mean, these are important cases that come before the Commonwealth Court that limit what government can do to us. So the Superior Court makes sure that people follow the law. The Commonwealth Court makes sure that the government follows the law.
I love that, and I think it's incredibly important. And I'm glad you're educating us on this, Matt, because these positions matter. This election in Pennsylvania on Tuesday matters, and a guy like you with your conservative judicial philosophy, we need that. It's essential. It's important, and I do think that zoning matters in a big way. I think protecting all of our personal freedoms and safeguarding private property rights is something that the government has completely abused. I mean, you think about Kelo on the national level. You think about the ability of the government to seize private property rights for business uses and under eminent domain and all kinds of things. We need people there who will safeguard people's private property rights and their constitutional rights when we're dealing with these things. It's incredibly important.
Yep, I agree 100%. People forget that, you know, we listened to AOC talking earlier today, and, you know, that chant that was going on. You know, these folks want to either be socialists or communists. I'm not sure. And I'm not sure that they understand what even they're doing. But the difference between a socialist or a communist country and this country, what made this country great, are personal freedoms and private property rights.
Yep.
I mean, it wasn't government regulation that made this country great. It was personal freedoms and private property rights. And we need judges that are mindful of that and looking out for that.
Yeah, no, well said, my friend. Well said. So Commonwealth Court and everybody in Pennsylvania is able to vote for you, correct?
That's correct. So,
good.
And it's all about getting out the vote. So I was talking to a client earlier today. I defend people against the Department of Environmental Protection.
Good.
They overreach.
Bravo.
Sometimes.
Yeah, they overreach a lot.
Yeah. So I was talking to him, and he wants me to be elected, obviously, because I've done good work for him over the years. And I said, well, all you need to do is get out to vote on Tuesday and bring 100,000 of your friends. And if you do that, then I'll win. And he said, well, I'll tell you what, I might be able to bring 100 of my friends. And I said, if you do that, if all the people I know did that, we will win. Because when conservatives show up, when they actually vote, we win. But this is one of these low energy elections, you know, it's a, what they call off year election.
Yeah.
And it's not off year for me. You know, my election's next Tuesday. And, you know, if people don't show up, I'm afraid that, you know, the Philadelphia machine may take over. So I need people to show up and vote, because that's the way we're going to win it.
You mentioned AOC in the clip we were playing earlier. There are people out there who have an absolute hatred for private property rights. There are also people out there that believe we don't have nearly enough regulations and not nearly enough regulatory bodies and not nearly enough government intrusion into your private property. You mentioned the environment, and that's a big one, the Department of Environmental Protection, Department of Environmental Conservation, whatever it is. I mean, there are a lot of people there who believe that whatever property you have, in some way, shape, or form, it's like Finding Nemo, you know, all drains lead to the ocean, kid. They should be able to regulate that and regulate anything you do on your backyard in the name of the environment and protecting the environment. That's a real battle that's going on, and we see that play out everywhere. So from zoning to even people being able to put decks on their backyard of their house and additions to their homes. I mean, these are real serious issues that people have to deal with, and I want people to understand this going into Election Day. Because even though it's an off-year election, it's never an off-year for protecting the Constitution and protecting private property rights and protecting your freedom and liberty from your government.
Right. And, you know, as I said, with environmental protection in particular, most people are okay with reasonable regulations. Mm-hmm. I was how I learned how to do this. I've been, you know, in private practice for 25 years. But before that, first I was with the Attorney General's office, and then I became an environmental crimes prosecutor. And then I actually worked for the DEP, the Department of Environmental Protection. I was in charge of the Northwest Regional Office. And what we were doing, this is under the Ridge administration. This is back in the 1990s. And we brought in a fellow named Jim Seif from EPA Region 3. And the idea was, can you protect the environment adequately and not destroy the economy? And the answer is yes, you can do that. But you have to behave a certain way. You have to help people comply with legal requirements, not just always whack them with the stick. And we were pretty successful. One of the things that Ridge was trying to accomplish was Pennsylvania, I think, was like 43rd in the country economically in terms of ranks of the states. And by the time he was done, we were in the low 30s. And there were some taxation issues going on, too. But one of the big things was environmental protection. And you don't have to destroy the economy to protect the environment. We demonstrated that back in the 90s. All you got to do is be reasonable about it. But what you're saying is correct. I mean, I have a friend that wanted to open a law office in Pittsburgh, all right? A law office, which is like, you know, a room, a conference room, and a bathroom. It took him 2 years to get the permits Crazy. Necessary from Allegheny County to open a law office. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, no, that's nuts. Matt, where can people go to learn more about your campaign and to help out? Because I think there are a lot of people out there here loving what they hear from you today and would love to help and get involved with a week to go.
MattWolfordForJudge.com is the website.
We're going to forgive you for being a Buffalo Bills fan.
Right. Well, here's the real rub. So when I was a kid, I was a Minnesota Vikings fan, the Purple People Eaters and Fran Tarkenton and all that. And we lost 4 Super Bowls when I was their fan. And so I came over to the Bills, and now we've lost 4 Super Bowls as a Bills fan. So everybody has me to blame for the Bills not getting to the Super Bowl.
All right, so then we're going to say, stay a Bills fan, Matt Wolford, but we need you on the Commonwealth Court.
Right?
We need you Sounds rooting good. For the Bills, but on the Commonwealth Court. How about that?
I like it. It's a good morph. I like it.
All right, my friend. Best of luck to you on Election Day. Matt Wolford, support him. Get out there and vote for Matt. And please tell your friends, get 100 of your friends, and tell them to get 100 of their friends. Matt, hope to be calling you judge very, very soon.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
You bet. Okay. All right. We are cooking with gasoline today, and we got a big show still to come. We've got a lot of national stuff we got to talk about, and we got to talk about, like I said earlier, some of the stuff out of New Jersey. If you're wondering about New Jersey, by the way, and Pennsylvania, Jack Cittarelli is bringing up Pennsylvania when he's on the campaign trail. So let's cue up cut number 2 and making a very great point, which is that if Pennsylvania can make all retirement income tax-free, why can't New Jersey? Look, as you know, Mama Zioli and Papa Zioli fled New Jersey for South Carolina. They live in Myrtle Beach. And we don't get to see them nearly enough. I wish we did. I wish we got to see them more. But they're down there, and a lot of my dad's friends who are cops, they're also down there, too. Why do you think that is? We lose a lot of our retirees. Grandparents who'd love to be with their kids who say enough is enough. Friends of mine recently, their parents just bought a condo in Florida. I mean, we all know somebody who has left New Jersey because they retired and they are now in Florida, Myrtle Beach, wherever. And I'm telling you right now, if Mikey Sherrill wins, there is no chance, 0.0 chance that this plan will go through. But here's what Jack wants to do if he gets elected governor. Cut number 2.
Did you just say make all retirement income tax-free? Did you just say that?
I did. All retirement income tax-free in Pennsylvania. Why not in New Jersey? The Democrats have controlled our legislature for 25 years. They've had the executive branch for 8 years. And we've got some of the worst tax policies in the nation. I'm going to advocate and try to champion all retirement income being tax-free. And again, freezing property taxes for seniors once they hit age 70.
There you go. Works for me. I'll take it. I think it's a great idea. Why not? If they can do it, why not? That's the point. That's the entire point. Why not? And the other thing I would say is that when you're looking at this race, think about energy in all of this. Okay. Think about energy as the issue that's driving people. Jack's energy plans will be about energy generation. Now, Mikey Sherrill is out there telling people that she can freeze energy rates. You can't freeze electricity rates. It's ridiculous. Even Phil Murphy has come out and said that, too. The trick is you need to make more energy, something Pennsylvania does also that New Jersey should be doing. And New Jersey was doing until Phil Murphy shut down all 6 of the state's energy generation coal-fired power plants. So how do you make more energy? You got to do it. This is Jack with NBC 10. This is cut number three with Lauren Make. Take a listen.
In your first year, what can people expect to see on their bills in their first year?
In my first day, executive order number three is we're pulling out of Reggie. The Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative is a carbon tax policy that has failed New Jersey. Electricity's through the roof, the air's no cleaner, and $300 to $500 million in ratepayer dollars going to other states. That stops on day one. The Democratic governor of Pennsylvania is not Reggie. We shouldn't be either.
It's a little bit more complicated than that. There are legal issues in Pennsylvania. It's been a legal process.
There's no legal hurdles in New Jersey. The governor put us in, Reggie, 7.5 years ago by executive order. I'm taking us out. It has failed New Jersey.
So you're saying you're doing that on day one. So let me ask you again, for your first year, what are people going to see on their electricity bills?
It's what they're not going to see. They're not going to see.
How much do you think it could go down?
It's $300 to $500 million savings a year, depending on how much you use. But we're also going to start using natural gas to generate electricity again. We're going to expand our nuclear footprint in South Jersey. There'll be no wind farms off our Jersey shore. I'll reopen and repurpose the plants that Phil Murphy shut down. We were an electricity exporter when Phil Murphy took office. Now we have to import it through exchanges, and we're paying through the nose. By the end of my first term, we'll be energy independent again.
And can you give me any expectation? People sit there, they make their budgets, they want to know, hey, if I vote for Jack Chitarelli,
what's the size of your home, Laura?
It's coming down.
What's the size of your home?
I live in a condo, so
you
it's
do?
Pretty small.
Okay, we're going to save you $50 a month.
Okay, in a condo, you're going to save $50 a month. Okay.
I think that's $600 a year.
Okay. What about a four-bedroom house?
Okay, to quadruple it.
Okay, all right, so you're going to, all right.
I mean, I know that Lauren's acting like it's not a big deal. That's a big deal to a lot of people. That's a big deal on an annual basis to a lot of people. It's a big deal to me. I tell you all the time, I run around this house. Bridget and I are constantly chasing our kids, telling them to turn off lights. Constantly. Constantly. But I did everything right. You know, I switched over the LED light bulbs. Our appliances are Energy Star certified. I have seen no savings. My electricity bill has gone up. You know, the scam of all this has been that they've told us that if you upgrade your appliances with Energy Star efficiency, if you put in the new light bulbs, if you do all these things, you'll save money. I don't know anyone. I don't know a single person who has said to me, I did those things and I'm saving money now. Everyone I know who's done those things says the same thing, which is that my electricity rates have gone up. My natural gas has gone up. Now, look, I did not purposely try to replace appliances that didn't need to be replaced, but the ones that I had to replace, we replaced them with Energy Star, because you have to these days. You don't really have a choice. I have not seen any savings reductions. As light bulbs would die, I would put in an LED, thinking maybe that would be the trick. That's what I was told. You were told that too. Nope. Energy prices go up. Electricity bill goes up every month, it seems, and we got whacked, and we're about to get whacked again. This Reggie, this Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, and let's not forget something else that, you know, if it was a longer interview, and maybe Jack got to this, I don't know, but he's mentioned this many times on the campaign trail, and I've talked about this too. All of Phil Murphy's wonderful plans to kill whales and dolphins with these monstrosities, these massive wind turbines off the Jersey Shore, you're paying for that. You were paying to subsidize the construction. You were going to pay to subsidize the fact that they were not going to make money. You're paying. And if you think that Mikey Sherrill is not going to bring those back, you're crazy. So if you live in Pennsylvania and you've got a house at the Jersey Shore, even though you can't vote in this election, you can certainly help out. You can certainly come to KMay on Friday and help us out. And Matt, are Paula and Raquel going to be there on Friday? Have you asked them if they're going to be joining us in person? I got my Make America Hot Again hats. So, DeSantis, Matt.
Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you.
Can you hear me? All right. Yeah, sadly, they will not be there. Yeah, they're both traveling. But we will have Dr. E.J. Antoni.
That's not nearly as
he's not as hot as they are, but no, still, yeah.
That's not. That's like saying, well, we're not going to have ice cream, but we're going to have broccoli. So,
okay. Granted, not as easy on the eyes. But
in terms of analogies, that's the analogy. Sorry, kids, no ice cream tonight, but Daddy has broccoli. I'm just saying.
We also have Jack Cittarelli calling in. That'll be fun.
Okay. Sorry, kids. No ice cream, but we have asparagus. No, I'm kidding. But still. I don't want to say the next governor's asparagus. I don't want to do that. We're on very good terms, he and I. We were texting today, and we've been friends for a long time. I don't want to take that back. But I'm just saying, in terms of analogies. And Jack, well,
they'll
probably
be on.
Agree.
They'll be on the show again soon. Don't worry.
All right, good. I did get my Make America Hot Again hats. They sent me two of them, and they're white hats with pink letters on them. I can't wear one. It's not nearly masculine enough. But maybe we'll bring them on Friday, and I don't know. Maybe we'll let people see them at least at the Grand Hotel on Friday. How about that? Does that sound good?
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, yes. That sounds like a good idea. Sorry, kids. Instead of these delicious ice cream sundaes, Daddy has Brussels sprouts for you. Mmm, delicious. Honestly, God. All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We had a lot to get to. Big 5 o'clock hour straight ahead. Tonight, Rowan College in Mount Laurel, Burlington County. Jack's going to be there at 7 o'clock. I'll be there too. Hope to see you there. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.